food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn, the not-so-common fried duck, all presented in style. Exploring street food, a great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye. a digital with new look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Kelana Mas itself has the character of image of an arrogant man. His movements were firm, show strength, power, and intelligence unselfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins. Although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her? Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazap. Because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency, there is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity. How is the process of searching for the heir? Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other math dance, so I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan math dance, he has to develop Palimanan math dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just wants to dance just like her friends. Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play, and play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So, I joined the practice. As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance. Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014. It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mask dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it, so it will not be extinct.
Agustus 2019, sejarah penting akan mengalir di darah kita. Mari kita tunjukkan betapa indahnya negeri ini.
Kita terlahir di tanah terindah, berlari mengejar matahari ke arah yang sama. Dan jika kau mempertanyakan arahmu tentang apa yang harus kau cari di tengah ragu, menunggu langkahmu. Keluarlah kau dari batasmu. Sadarkah kau kita hidup di bagian bumi terindah.
Sumpah Pemuda. Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku bertumpah darah yang satu, tanah air Indonesia. Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku berbangsa yang satu, bangsa Indonesia. Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku berbahasa yang satu, bahasa Indonesia.
Kita dibagi adek bumi.
Fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in crafts, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, it is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality. Exotic culinary delights. The sea is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk lepaskanmu, oh percayalah sayang, hatiku ini hanya untukmu, berjalanlah bersamaku, kita nikmati indahnya cinta. Ku beruntung jadi pemilik hatimu. Ku sayang kamu, ku cinta kamu. Ku berjanji tak akan permainkanmu. Tetap bersamaku, sayang, sampai tua nanti. Percayalah sayang, hatiku ini hanya untukmu, berjalanlah bersamaku, kita nikmati indahnya cinta.
Kayak gini sampai tua nanti?
Gak bisa. Karena bakal lebih dari itu.
Sumba.
How many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. Cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the thumping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surroundings take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To learn, to discover, to actualize, to dream up, to find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives is discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk lepaskanmu, oh percayalah sayang, hatiku ini hanya untukmu, berjalanlah bersamaku, kita nikmati indahnya cinta. Ku beruntung jadi pemilik hatimu. Ku sayang kamu, ku cinta kamu. Ku berjanji tak akan permainkanmu. Tetap bersamaku, sayang, sampai tua nanti. Percayalah sayang, hatiku ini hanya untukmu, berjalanlah bersamaku, kita nikmati indahnya cinta. Sayangku, cintaku, beruntung jadi cintaku.
bisa gak ya? Kayak gini sampai tua nanti.
Gak bisa. Karena bakal lebih dari itu.
The quote for today is Indonesian from the Indonesian third president and well-known aviation scientist Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or well-known as B.J. Habibie, once said, "Success does not belong to those who are smart, but success belongs to those who always try." And this indicates that one should try first to achieve success, despite challenges and failures. And listener, of course, I'm still going to be here to give you more info and also great music to listen. But before that, it will be my pleasure to give you one of our wonderful songs to listen, Ahmad Abdul with Up to the Sky.
I was on my own, speaking to the wall, on a 16th floor, feeling so alone. The rain starts to fall, then I wrote a song. The day's getting older, but I still have hope about a life that asks for more. It's hard for sure, I give my best at all. Life is like a war. One thing that I know, I don't wanna jump too far. So I keep flying up and high, keeping my dreams up in the sky. Nobody's getting me to the ground, but if I do, then I gotta sail up, up to the sky. About a life that asks for more. It's hard for sure, I give my best in all. Oh, oh, life is like a war. One thing that I know, I don't wanna jump and fall over and over again. So I keep flying up and high, keeping my dreams up in the sky. Nobody's getting me to the ground, but if I do, then I'm gonna settle up to the sky. Even when
Sumba.
How many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. To cross the distance. To walk so many different paths and simply get lost. Get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the stomping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surroundings take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To learn, to create, to discover, to actualize, to dream up. To find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives. Discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
Nyan, itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jepurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetit, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyandet, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which does have Jerusalem is striving to preserve. In the Nyanet tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jepurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya ner.
The glass of tea is rotated twice clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are four sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the four sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum.
The Shantaris old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati overused the Nyamuk tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu...
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Retaining the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around two things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma three times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the four sips is that within us, from when we were born until we die, there are four elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These four elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Joseph through the Nyamuk Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyamuk Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyamuk. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyamuk tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Joseph also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play the important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First, tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyamuk community is to create a Nyamuk village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyamuk village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyamuk tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyamuknya juga.
Trying to find legendary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world thrives a glorious civilization. In North Sumatra, people live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape with a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature . Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals. Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural Mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Coba kau bayangkan engkau diperlukan.
Well, well, listen, I think it's time for me to signing off right now from Indonesia today. Thank you very much for all of you who already joined us here through our video and audio streaming at www.voinews.id. And we still have more information for you in our English bulletin, so check it out. I'll see you again next week. Bye.
kau di situ. Tunggu aku,
aku datang,
datang untukmu.
Coba kau bayangkan.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.